Hello, dear children. I'm Mannequin. By the way, I'm almost as big as you are. Actually, you can't see me, but I'm here. I'm an imp, actually a story imp. And imps are nature beings. There are lots and lots of them in nature. We like to laugh, just as you do too. We like to sing and dance and hop around, just like you. And we experience a lot and also have lots to do. So there's lots and lots to tell. Now, let's see what kind of a story we've brought along for you today.
Mannequin, may I tell the children what you told me about the wonderful woods where the bear was in the midst of a flock of birds?
Hallo, liebe Kinder.
Hello, dear children. I want to tell you a nice story called Blackbird, Thrush, Finch and Starling and the Bear with a Flock of Birds. On a glorious summer day in July, an elderly brown bear strolled slowly and unhurriedly through the woods. He ate a few blackberries here and a few raspberries there.
Ein paar Himbeeren.
Auch die the blueberries also tasted very good to him. Then he took a little pause.
An einen Baum.
He sat on the wood's floor, leaning against a tree, watched the ants and their work, and listened to the humming of the bees, which were also very busy.
Ebenfalls sehr fleißig waren.
Then he looked up at the crown of the trees and listened to the song of the wind, which today sang for him, the brown bear.
Der heute für ihn den Brauchbären sang.
Brown Bear Trotter Bear was very close to nature. So he talked with the trees, bushes, shrubs, and the moss. He talked with all forms of life. Very often he also spoke to God, his creator, and thanked him for a long bear life, during which he had already been privileged to experience many nice things. Now and then he took a short snooze. And then, after some time, he was again fresh and rested to amble through the woods again. Through the connection with the Creator Spirit and nature, he saw with the eyes of his part soul when the gnomes went to work. He knew where the elf village was and visited the elves now and then. He also liked being alone and held a dialogue with the Creator Spirit. But today, he was in the mood for company. When he had again rested up, for elderly bears need several rest pauses during the day, he made his way to a glade where he met a big flock of birds.
Guten Tag.
Good day, your dear birds, greeted the bear.
And they all answered,
Guten Tag.
Good day, Trotter Bear.
Was macht ihr denn?
What are you doing there? Asked Trotter Bear. Are you having a meeting? Hopefully I'm not disturbing you, am I?
No. The answer came right away from the flock of birds. We are practicing. Today, a chickadee brought along a new text for a song of praise of the Creator God. and now we are practicing the melody to it. As you see, continued the blackbird, several songbirds are here. Larks, thrushes, finches, starlings, chickadees, and blackbirds. And all that can sing well are invited to join in.
Oh, said Trottobert, totally happy. May I stay here with you for a while? Maybe I can help or even sing along a bit.
Okay, said the thrush. Try your luck. We'll sing it first, and you just need to sing after us.
The conductor, a wren, gave the starting sign, and soon all were trilling away. They twittered and warbled in the highest tones. So nice, thought Trottobert, and joined in. Brum, 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 brum. And the tones got ever deeper. The bear thought he really wasn't singing so badly. Hardly had he thought this when the birds twittered,
"That's much too deep, Trottobert. That won't do." Or maybe yes,
suddenly asked someone from the group of birds.
How about if we sing the high tones and Trottobert boom in the deeper notes?
We'll sing the whole song with several voices and the bear sings the bass.
Oh,
yes, please, Trottobert happily said. I want so much to sing a song of praise for the creator spirit. Even when I boom and don't sing as nicely as you.
Trottobert
learned the text and the birds sang the melody for him. And so they rehearsed for several hours. Trottobert had to pay close attention to know when he was to sing his part. He thought,
practice makes perfect.
Because he sensed it was getting ever better. The bear and the flock of birds had great joy in singing and were really cheerful. The wren didn't get tired of conducting and all the others weren't too tired to sing. And they sang the following song. O beloved, heavenly creator God, you are so adored. We sing a song of praise for our Lord. Life is joyful. You are with us and we flourish, ever lightful. O Creator Spirit, great Creator Spirit, you work in us and in all brothers and sisters of the Eternal Being. We glorify you in thus so being. It was a glorious song. And it was a glorious summer day on which the birds sang happily and the bear happily boomed along. Again and again they practiced and each time it went a bit better. The singing attracted other animals from the woods. Deer, foxes and wolves, squirrels, birds and many more who lived in the woods came. They came to the singers from all four directions. Who else joined in? Nature beings, gnomes and elves listened to the light-filled and joyful singing. When the singers gradually came to an end, all were satisfied and happy in their hearts. Then, all at once, it became very quiet. In their inner being, all the animals thanked the great Creator Spirit for their new song of praise. The little elf Elfri spoke, "Oh, do please sing it again." And so they sang. It sounded so beautiful. The elves joined hands and danced their elf dance. And now it was time to part.
Und nun kam die Zeit des Aufbruchs.
The animals went back to their homes again. Only the singers stayed together. One of the group of singers said, "Let us pray once more and give thanks for this wonderful day, which we were privileged to experience together."
"Oh, yes," boomed Trotter Bear. "It was so nice. Thank you so much, dear little birds, that I could sing with you. Such a beautiful day."
In their hearts were joy, happiness, and contentment. And surely the mighty creator spirit was also happy with his creatures, which were at one with each other and which praised him, thus honoring him in their hearts. Although they were a very diverse group, birds, bear, and elves, each has something specially positive in and about itself, and that unifies. Well, how nice it would be if all people and living beings on this earth were happily united, just like this group of singers in the woods. Dear children, don't forget to give thanks and to daily overcome your faults and weaknesses with the help of the Eternal Father in heaven, thus becoming peaceful and happy. Realize that only that person can change the world for the good who changes himself for the good, who himself is peaceful, happy, and at one with his fellow humans.
"Right on,"
said the bear. Mannequin, do you also say that? Mm-hmm. Well, children, Mannequin and I take our leave of you for today. All the best, and until next time.
So, that was it for today. I'll be glad to have you with us again next time. I'm Mannequin, the Story Imp.